airplay, January 1st, 1975. It's from the University of Wisconsin Extension airplay. Interesting radio play on WMFO in Medford. Let me just add that I hope you enjoyed the program. We heard acoustic music, then we went into everything above and beyond the acoustic ceiling. And I hope you enjoyed it. Call me at 781-350-3264. I'm going to stick around a little bit longer. My show's officially over. It goes from 4 to 5 every Saturday afternoon. Next month, I'm happy to say, there's the great return of Tali Freed. She'll be here in the studio with her friend and colleague, Maria McNeil. They'll be jamming right here in the studio. That's towards the end of August. So make sure you tune in for that. I'll be with you all summer long from 4 to 5, and it's always a treat to play music and take phone calls. And I forgot to mention, by the way, Brian Young wanted to hear the Senders. That's Devil Shooting Dice from their Back to Sender Revisited. That's going out to you, Brian. I hope you enjoyed it. Thanks again for listening. WMFO in Medford. Remember, there's a time to dance, a time to mourn, a time to sing, a time to not to sing, to be quiet and to think, and a time to pray, a time to wonder, and a time to gather stones, and a time to cast away stones, and the time to make your mind up about music is never. This is WMFO. I'm so glad you tuned in. I'll see you next Saturday, 4 to 5, right here on Tufts University Freeform Radio, WMFO, Medford. To you.
trip. You'll give me a dumb big smile, and I'll give it up. She got up in the attic, but she never come back, no. So rude, yeah. Oh, yeah, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, she's too rude. Too bad, you need my key. Hey, little girl, go and have a ball. You know one day, got your man of love, you're too bad. Yes, you're too rude. Every man of speak, he says he wants to you. Too bad. Yes, you're too rude. Yeah, wants to you.
Talking to you. have never in my life had difficulty with the cops. I had difficulty with the cops. It's not. Actually, I didn't have difficulty with the cops. I was once sitting home in my house, and a lot of cars pulled up around the house. They shined in searchlights. And I heard a voice over a loudspeaker say, "We have your house surrounded. This is the New York Public Library." They wanted their books back, you know. And the little librarian was lobbing grenades over the house. Came out with my hands up, you know, kicking the book ahead of me. They took me down to the main branch on Fifth Avenue in New York, and they took away my glasses for a year. And I was thinking, when I lived in my apartment in the brownstone building in New York, we were constantly getting robbed all the time. It was a very big feature of the neighborhood, you know. It was guys would break in and steal, and my apartment was robbed about 4 times in 2 years. You know, it really got to be a bad thing. And I didn't know what to do about it. So finally I put on my door a little blue and white sticker that said, "We gave." I figured that would end it brilliantly, you know, but it didn't, because a man in my building, Mr. Russo, was held up late at night. Two very big guys got him with a bottle and a stick in the lobby, you know, and they wanted all his cash, and Russo, like a jerk, tried to sign for it for tax purposes, whatever it is, you know. They hit him a tremendous shot across the frontal lobe, you know, real smack in the head, and he fell to the lobby in a fetal position, you know. He lay there until his lease ran out, you know. He's never been the same since the smack in the head, you know. He smiles a lot now. He laughs out of context occasionally. You know? It's not as perceptive as the average tree stump, you know. Everybody in the building panicked. They said that I'm small and I should go and build myself up in case I get into trouble, I could defend myself. So I went to Vic Tanny's. This was a long time ago. I went for 3 weeks and I lifted and I bent and I squatted. Nothing happened to me at all. You know, nothing grew or anything. And I figured it's ridiculous. Why don't I forget about it and give Vic Tanny the cash and ask him if he'll walk me home nights, okay? However, there is a kid in my building, a little odd kid named Leon, and Leon takes karate lessons. Leon is always walking around with his hand cocked at a right angle like this, you know? And everyone said that I should learn judo because I'd be an animal if I knew it. But judo to me has always been a thing of the bigger your opponent is, the bigger the beating he's gonna give you, you know?
Dream. again. Ram-a-lamma, bam-a-lamma, rock and roll is king.
Hey, this is Chris from Strike the Box. I'm on every other Thursdays from noon to 2 p.m. here on WMFO in Medford. The show is 2 hours of free-form music, where I play just about anything and everything. And like a lot of other DJs on WMFO, I take requests. So if you want to hear it, and if I can find it, I'll put it on the air for you and on the internet. Whatever it is. How many other radio stations will do that for you, huh?
I love it so much. She keeps a Moët Chandon in a pretty cabinet. Let them eat cake, she says, just like Marie Antoinette. A building, a remedy for Khrushchev and Kennedy. At a time, an invitation you can't decline. Caviar and cigarettes, well-versed in etiquette. Extraordinarily nice. She's a killer queen, gunpowder gelatine, dynamite with a laser beam, guaranteed to blow your mind. Ooh, recommended at the price, insatiable and appetite. Wanna try? She never kept the same address. In conversation, she spoke just like a baroness. Middleman from China went down to Geisha Minor. Then again, incidentally, she that way perfume came naturally from Paris. Naturally. Because she couldn't care less, fastidious and precise. She's a killer queen, gunpowder gelatine, dynamite with a laser beam, guaranteed to blow your mind. Momentarily out of action, temporarily out of class. You absolutely try. She's out to get you. She's a killer queen, gunpowder gelatine, dynamite with a laser beam, guaranteed to blow your mind. Ooh, recommended at the price, insatiable and appetite. Wanna try?
Beneath a willow tree whose tears didn't care, they just hung in the air and refused to fall, to fall. And I knew I'd made a horrible call, and now the state line felt like the Berlin Wall. And there was no doubt about which side I was on. You a home in my heart with
Ranger Station, Ranger speaking.
Hi, I'd like to report a bear hug.
Okay.
Well, before I left my campsite, I was putting out my fire, and out of nowhere, Smokey Bear showed up and hugged me?
So you drowned the fire, you stirred it, drowned it again, and felt that it was cold?
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah. He likes it when people correctly put out their campfires. He's pretty big on wildfire prevention. He's just letting you know you did good. With a hug. He's a hugger.
I just got a bear hug from Smokey Bear. Status update!
All right, I'm gonna let you go now. I've got a lot of ranger stuff to do. There are many ways to start a fire, but one sure way to put it out. Learn how you can do your part at SmokeyBear.com.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Sponsored by the U.S. Forest Service Ad Council and your state forester.
Yeah. songs in just like prayer, like gospel hymns that you call in the air. Come down, sweet reverence, until my simple house and rain and rain.
Turn his
diamonds straight back in the cold. Turn these diamonds straight back in the cold.
And whenever I'm in Boston, I listen to WMFO 91.5 on your radio dial.
We'll be right back. send you back to...